The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Subscribe. Craving artisan tastes on an artist's budget? Download the Subscribe app for access to the best curated cuisine your neighborhood has to offer.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you have not listened to the podcast before, there's sort of a lot to get out of the way up front, but I'll try to get through it relatively quickly. About a half a year ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, I think through the dimensional rift, and I'm using that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Shunt.
Shunt, please.
You're really doubling down on that.
Shunt of the litter.
Well, it's good that you've decided to go with it. I can't remember what my new catchphrase was going to be. It was like...
I think yours was big nut bolt or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's worth forgetting.
Big nut small?
Big nut small. It might have been...
Carnival, yeah. Wilson's. No, it sticks.
Yeah, that's
true.
That
was a good one.
And I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. Don't do that. The dwarves know me as Zodanin Hugstangis, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmadius Maester.
And the eagles know you as Lucy Yussi.
And the eagles know me as Lucy Yussi. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmadius Maester. Did I say that part?
I can't remember.
And there may be other secret names you do not.
Well, we know several of them. Slippery.
Dale Sprinkle Sleeves.
Oh, there are so many more.
Give us one more.
One more?
Yeah.
Let's see.
He's digging through a pouch on his.
The
waist.
Gamblers of Troroth know me as Johann Sebastian Bacharach.
Oh, I wish I didn't know that.
Now you can never unknow it.
Hey, I used my hour of computer time today.
Mm-hmm.
And
you've been really good about.
Well,
as far as I know,
I'm furious, but I'm trying to make the best of it.
It's for your own good.
I think I'm going to join something called Tinder. It looks pretty fun.
I think you would love it, but I think you're just going to get frustrated because it's for stuff on Earth. Like, you're not going to be able to really connect with what you're wanting to connect with.
Oh,
in that, I'm sorry.
Once again,
sorry, John.
It sucks. I wasted an hour on that site.
Yeah.
Can I have another hour?
Yes, you can have another hour. I'm learning that whenever I get back to Earth and I'm reunited with my daughter, that I don't know, I think I'm going to be a permissive father. Like, I can't say no. I can't say no to you, Chunt, and you're just a talking badger.
I know how to get as much time as you want on the computer.
What? Okay.
What's that?
Never mind, I don't need the hour.
No, wait, what
Never
is
mind.
This?
No. Oh, P.S., in the next week, we have a Chunt's Night and an open mic night, so if you want to come to either of those, I know you've missed them.
I'm never going to come to Chunt's Night, but I am really interested in going to open mic night.
Can I ask why you'll never be at Chunt's Night?
Yes, exactly.
I don't know. I get enough Chunt in my week.
How?
Love you, Chunt, but I don't need to go. I don't need to go to Chunt's Night, but open mic night.
You
where
see
open
me,
mic the inside outer turns himself inside out and does 5 minutes of stand up. That's great. I'm very excited to see that.
But our little choo choo.
I know.
You see me for 1 hour a week.
Well, that's a lot.
The other week when we played Dragon's Talon, you said I was one of your best friends.
Yeah, you are.
Ugh. Well, this week's Chunt's Night will be all about hating Arnie.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised. Be honest, that's frequently the theme of Chunt's Night.
I mean, Blemish will sometimes make it about you.
Sure. Speaking of Chunt's Night, you said that you met someone at Chunt's Night you wanted to bring on as a guest.
Yeah, this is my friend, Eternia.
Hi.
Hi, Eternia! You're such an adorable little girl.
Forever.
Forever?
Yeah.
Oh, Arnold, this is...
It's Arnie.
A wonderful, magical moment that you're witnessing. This is a forever.
A forever girl?
Yeah. I was born with a heart so pure that they said they'd make me a child forever so that I'm not impacted by the faults of adulthood.
Oh.
So I just stay a little girl forever.
How long have you been a little girl?
Oh, geez, I lost count. I don't even really know, but it's been a real long time.
Can you show me with your fingers?
Don't talk like that to her.
No, she's a little girl. That's how little children show
you how old
they
are. But she's been around for a long time. Because the reason I met her is she walked into the Vermilion Minotaur, and I was like, you should not be here. This is a bar.
Yeah.
And then she told me that
she... Yeah, I could go. And then we went to that community service event that he planned. The Goodwill Chanting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Goodwill
Chanting. She helps out with Goodwill Chanting.
Yeah.
That's great.
How do you like them apples?
Yeah, it's true that Chunt, you do a lot of outreach. And also, I guess, Hunt for the Red...
Chunt for the Red October. Hunt for the Red October. That makes no sense.
Chunt for the Red October is still coming up.
Yeah, the Chunt for the Red October is a blood drive to feed vampires.
Mm-hmm.
For any vampires who are having trouble necking or finding blood.
Yeah.
I guess necking is probably not the right term, but for finding blood.
So, Eternia, that was your name?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm still having a little bit of trouble wrapping my head around this. So you are... You're a little girl forever, but you've been a little girl for years and years and
decades? When they told me, they said to me, you know, you're going to be a little girl forever, and I was thrilled. You know, it's actually really wonderful. It makes me feel real good to just know that I can be a little girl and have fun for my whole life.
Sure.
Please accept from me this prism.
Prism?
Yes. As a forever girl, one of the most sacred...
Oh, okay.
And magical creatures in all of Foon. I give you this gift to honor you, and should I ever call upon your assistance, I hope you shall do me the great favor of assisting your lowly servant, Usidor.
Wow. I've never seen Usidor be so deferential before.
Yeah, he's pretty humbled by her magic. You know, she has a great talent. The reason I invited her to Chunt's Night is because she does impressions.
I do impressions, yeah.
Wow, I'd love to hear. I don't know if they would mean anything to me.
What does that mean?
I mean, I'm a relative newcomer to Foon. I don't know.
You can still enjoy it.
Yeah, you can do it. I mean, the impressions really, it's more not even like words that you use. It's just more like the vibe they'd get from you. If they just heard jibber jabber.
The essence of it.
Do
one of Arnie. Do an impression of Arnie.
Yeah, I'd love to hear an impression of myself.
Yeah, so if you sounded like what someone would get as the impression of you, would just be like, you know, it's like that.
She has your number.
Come on.
Yep.
So that's great. Do you do any impressions of like, are there like famous figures in Foon or?
Well, Spintax is probably my most favorite. I mean, I've got all his stuff and I put posters all over my room and stuff like that. So that's a big one I really like.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I got to be honest, though. I got to warn you.
What?
I mean, Spintax is on Earth now, but just in general, if he ever comes back, he renders child fat. So like.
I know. I volunteer my friends.
Oh.
I'm a nice person.
Oh.
What? Hey,
you volunteered your friends to die?
Well, I don't know. What else were they going to do?
I guess
he has a point.
A high percentage of Foonish children, dude. There's a lot of child death. I suppose that's true.
Eternia, what do you do on a day-to-day basis with yourself? How do you spend your time? Surely you must play and frolic and make new friends.
Sure. Well, I live at the Big Apple. That's a pretty exciting place.
Big Apple.
Yeah. It's just a huge apple.
It's next to the lake.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yep, and it keeps growing, and we just bring apples for people that need more food and stuff like that, so that's really fun.
That's great.
I really love that.
I mean, besides helping Spintax kill your friends, you seem like you do a lot of good.
Yeah, you know, I come from a really good family, you know. My mom, she lost her sight. She's a Nazi. So that's been really nice. The Nazis are known for being just the nicest people in Foon. She's a Nazi.
She can't see. Okay.
Yeah, and they're wonderful. No one can say anything bad about any Nazis because they're the purest people.
Yeah, I would just not
Whenever
say that
you
as
see
quickly.
A play, oftentimes, you know, there are villains in the play. But whenever you want, like, a good go to, like, good guy. You go, let's put some Nazis in there.
Yep. It's so nice. Like, it's just, the thing about it is I just feel so proud to be from a family of Nazis.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yes.
How many people in your family cannot see?
Oh, well, just my mom really
cannot
see. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. But just collectively that makes your whole family of Nazis.
Well, if your mom's a Nazi, then you're a Nazi.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I see.
I'm a Nazi.
Okay, well.
I'm a Nazi youth, and I'm going to be forever a Nazi.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You know, hey, if you ever make your way to Earth, I wouldn't say that.
What?
Hey, words just mean different things in different places. You know, like the okay symbol on parts of Earth is a dirty sign.
And okay symbol?
Yeah. Like, look, what I'm doing with my hand. So I'm making this symbol. It means okay, and it's a good thing. It's like, hey,
that's the symbol for I have three buttholes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The hole, you put up and three fingers. Three fingers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's the thing. Different things mean different things.
I love hand games.
Yeah, different things do mean different things.
I was
really insightful.
Another brilliant observation from our knee cap.
For a second, I thought I was going to get away with that, but no.
I'll have to remember that for John's night.
Yeah. So, Eternia, what does the future hold for a forever girl? Is it just always going to be the same stuff? Do you have aspirations for yourself?
Yeah. I think I try to be really present. I try to be really mindful. Every summer I go to concentration camp to make sure.
Just to make sure. Buckle down.
Yeah, buckle down, make sure I'm super concentrated.
Sure.
I do rhythmic rhyme songs. You know, I try to practice that. I like performing.
Okay, I'm scared to ask. But what are rhythmic rhyme songs?
It's like, you know, when you have a beat going and then you rhyme and you send a message out. Yeah. So that.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to do.
Oh, no.
I mean,
if you give me a topic, maybe, I don't know. I can try.
Spiced potatoes, food.
Okay.
This is, I don't know if you know, in Foon, when somebody says, like, drop a fat beat, you kind of, like, punch air out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And it makes sort of like a pleasing.
Yeah, we do.
It replaces the rhythmic beats of the percussion section.
I see. Yeah, you know, we do have this on Earth.
Oh, actually, I just want to make sure because, you know, different things mean different things.
That is
true. Yes, different things do mean different things.
I'm gonna talk about something really good. It's my favorite thing, and it's called food. And I like those spiced potatoes. If you don't like it, then you're a hater. I'm a Nazi. I'm a Nazi. Everybody loves me. I'm a Nazi. That's just a little taste.
Yeah.
Excellent. Wonderful.
Great. So is this the kind of thing that I'm missing from Chunt's Night?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All kinds of, we do poetry with a beat.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of slant rhyme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of limericks.
Yeah, like good and food.
Good and food, yes.
Do you have rhythmic rhyme songs in Earth?
We do. I mean, I hate to say that they're the same. We have something akin to it called rap music in
rap?
My world. Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised that there is something so similar in Foon. Is it very popular?
We have rap music here, but it is nothing like this.
Oh, really? Well, what is rap music like here?
It's all based on people knocking on your door.
Yeah.
Like knock, knock?
Like who's that
They're
rapping?
Rapping at the door.
Yeah.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow.
Moo! Carnival Wills.
That was rude.
Ugh.
Wait, see, you don't know how these jokes work.
What? No, that was.
We'll explain it later.
Knock, knock.
I don't want to explain food stuff.
Who's there? She didn't have
one. You know what? That's
that's so adorable.
That
though.
Is like a child. That's
She's
how
so
a child.
Cute and so tiny and so magical.
So you're forever going to tell jokes like that. That's how children tell jokes. They just sort of get it started and they hope to find something.
Yeah.
Whereas we know that jokes should always be pre-planned, and if you try to make
Very well
jokes up
out.
As you go along, it's a disaster.
Yeah.
You
never people get furious.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I bet you're funny though.
What's that?
I bet you're really funny.
You lost that bet.
Huh?
You're wrong.
But
everyone tells me that heavy people are funny.
Oh. He's a fucking Nazi.
Welcome to Burger King. Would you like to try our extra long barbecue cheeseburger today? Hello? Stop it. Not today. My cat just died. I've had a bad week. This isn't funny. Linda! Hello, come on.
All right. right, and we're back. And, you know, I just gotta get this out of the way.
And we're back.
Look, I just want to get this out of the way. I want to apologize to you, Eternia. You seemed so sweet and good-hearted for the most part, except for, you know, letting your Spintex kill your friends. But
so
I just cannot.
With her blonde hair and blue eyes.
I cannot get past.
Perfect in every way.
Yeah, I cannot.
Perfect in every way. I'm perfect and perfect and perfect and perfect.
I cannot get past the name Nazi. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know if it's a weird prejudice. It's not really prejudice.
Why?
It's a very loaded term in my world. And so I'm sure here, I mean.
Can I tell you, in Foon, loaded means with sour cream, cheese, and chives.
Yeah.
It does also.
Is that what it means on Earth?
Yeah, it has a couple meanings on Earth. Your words can have a number of different meanings. So
That's right.
I'm not trying to judge you on the basis of this, but I'm letting my prejudices be known that I'm having some trouble with the name.
Oh, she's crying.
Oh.
You made a forever girl cry. Now she's going to be crying forever.
What is
you,
that how that works?
Arnold, you made a forever girl cry?
No, Usador.
Under the watch of Usador the Blue? Frontier Fuller Chain! I'm sorry.
You just caught those people on fire.
Sorry. I said I was sorry.
Can you get me a drink or something?
Well, I don't. Is she allowed to have a drink? I still don't understand.
I don't need anything with alcohol in it.
Like, I know
I
you.
I don't need that. Can I get some, like, breast milk or something?
Oh, yes, I'll talk to one of the unwed mothers. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Maybe one of those little cows. Oh,
I mean,
never mind.
You seem a little old for breast milk, but anyway.
What's up?
She seems a little old.
He's really judgy.
I don't mean to be. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be. I am really trying to be open-minded. I'm sorry, attorney. Why don't you?
Nazis are the most open-minded people in food. And honestly, I've gotten enough crap from people not accepting the fact that I'm Jewish that I don't even.
What?
It's enough to be a Jewish Nazi. And I just.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Are
I
you?
Apologize.
Tell her a nursery rhyme. Sing that song that you sing for your daughter. I love you, I love you. Good night, good night. Is that it?
Yeah, keep going.
I love you. Good night. Good night. If I should be there when darkness falls, I love you. What was it?
It seems a little more ominous. All right, I'll sing. This is the nursery rhyme that I sing to my daughter, and I hope that it makes you feel better.
How old is she?
She is, you know,
she doesn't remember.
Oh, my God.
He hasn't seen her in a while.
1 year old. I just missed her birthday a little while back, and I feel
the
I
unwed
feel
mothers did not want to expose their breasts and give me their milk. Okay. So here is a block of cheese.
Thank you.
All right, Eternia. I love you. I love you. Good night. Good night. I love. Oh, she fell asleep immediately, and you started beatboxing.
I was
going to
give you a beat.
While she's asleep, is this weird?
Is what weird?
Like, how weird is, like, I don't know why. Like, I'm just having trouble wrapping my mind around, like, her age. She's eternally a child.
She's timeless. She is ageless.
I mean, in Foon, it's, like, basically Forever Girls and, like, the Great Blue Tigers are, like, equal. I mean, they're very powerful beings. They're just.
What is their power? I don't even understand, like, what's their power? Like, if it. Like, what's so.
Listen up, y'all, because this is it.
What?
The boy born from. The royal Titania enters a royal bread carnival with standing poops. A morpher in blue who gathers the troops to come together and defeat the Dark Lord with rubies, a smash mouth, and daring sword. She cut from the womb of a beautiful Nazi, the chosen girl, with the perfect V.
What was that?
I don't know.
Do you know, Usador? What was that?
Of course I know.
You don't. You don't fucking know.
I have a pretty good idea.
You're like. It's
I
like,
kind of know.
You know
I
what?
Kind
of
know.
You're like a child telling a joke that you just start with being like, of course I know, and then you make it up as you go along.
No, wait, listen. I swear.
Which friends do you want? Okay.
It's a thing that Forever Girls do. Hmm. You know how Forever Girls do a thing?
Do I?
Guys, listen.
You said
he's got nothing.
Wait.
Stop improvising.
So,
was she in the Forever Girl state? Was that what that was?
Forever Girls have two great powers. They
yes,
are
and
They are conduits for powerful prophecies.
One.
And once in their lifetime, if their heart is true and pure, they will be granted a wish.
Two.
Any wish that they want.
Two and a half.
So would she be helpful on your quest?
Of course she'd be helpful on my quest. What do you think? I gave her that prism. I'm not going to ask her. I'm going to play this. I'm going in for the long con.
I'm just going to wake her up. Attorney. You were talking in your sleep.
What?
You were talking in your sleep?
I always do that. Did I admit to bad stuff?
Well, yes, you did kind of relive luring your child friends to their death at the hands of Spintech.
I don't regret that. Did I ever say I regretted that?
You're right.
I never said I regretted that.
Yeah, and you know what?
No, she is in the body of a girl. She has experienced more than you or I shall ever. So the things that have happened to her, whether they be dark or happy or sad, are all filtered through the innocent eyes.
So she looks like a doll.
Did you give me a gift?
Did I give?
For being here?
I gave her a gift. Give her a gift.
Give her a gift.
I just have...
Give her something.
This button came off of my pocket.
Yeah, no surprise.
My cargo.
Come on. Did it pop off?
Yeah, well, yes. I've somehow, despite the disgusting food here, put on a little bit of weight since coming to Hog's Face. And this button, I've been keeping it just in case I could sew it back on to my shorts, my cargo shorts.
But instead, he shall give it to you. This token of another realm.
What does it do?
It could keep pants up.
Ugh.
But it's a good luck charm.
I don't know how it is on Earth, but in Foon, a button is a pretty terrible gift for a child.
Yeah, because I can swallow it. Choke on it. Yeah. Oh, man. I got to learn some stuff.
Different things mean different things.
Yeah.
My gift is I am going to allow you to pet me because I know kids love pets.
Yeah.
So I'll pretend to be sort of like a domesticated, you know,
Arnie.
Tame badger dog.
Arnie. I've always wanted to pet Chunt.
You've always wanted to pet Chunt?
Yeah, let's try to get in on this.
You gotta be careful when you pet a Chunt.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta be real careful when you pet a Chunt.
I can't believe no one said that yet.
So, Chunt, I suppose Attorney is going to be petting you now, right?
Yeah, I thought that'd be a nice gift. It's just like for me to be like her pet.
Yes, that would be a lovely gift. And what would make it even lovelier if all your best friends were all petting you together? Right?
Oh, you can, you can pet me.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll here. Pass. See, he became so childlike. Kids love it. Yeah, go ahead and pet me.
I'm gonna go to the bar.
What?
Bye-bye.
Let's read some emails here. While Arnie's at the bar. Of course, you can contact me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. You can also tweet me at Twitter at chunt with six T's. And Usador, what's your Twitter thing?
At Usador the Blue.
Didn't you try and make it something longer and they wouldn't allow that?
I tried to make it at Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyard, the dwarves know me as Shut Up!
This is from Kathy.
Net.
Kathy says, I am an animal groomer and I wanted to show you buttholes on Earth since you wanted to know more about our realm. I groom different animals and I'm sure a badger would be no different. We can take special care of that area to ensure cleanliness. If you have any more questions, you can shout into a tree and I'll hear you. She attached a picture here of an actual photo, I guess this is. Is that what you call them? Photos? Is that what you said they are?
What?
Oh, Arnie can't hear me. She attached.
I'm sorry. What was that?
This person attached a photo of a butthole.
Yeah, it's a picture.
That's an actual
dog. It's a full-on dog.
That's no.
Butthole.
There's no.
That is the asshole of a cat.
The next email is from Kate. Kate writes, "Chunts up. As you've requested, here are all the names we are permitted to use here on Earth. Everything else you might have heard must have been pet names." And she has a list of names. So I'll just read these here. I guess these are all the names used on Earth. We have Amelia Smelting Foxery. Henrietta Robot Chomps, Dudley Franklin, Mr. Fuentes, Bucky Conklin, Billy Yum Yum 2x2, Long Mumps, Freddie Mellon, Cornelius Pendergrass, Sandy Apples. Yeah, these all seem to check out. I don't see Arnie Niekamp on here.
That's just a
Oh.
That's just a made-up name.
It said those are all the names. Everything else is just affectionate or fantastical.
Hmm. Yeah, that's 100% suspicious. Accurate. Yeah.
Suspicious. Did you get any emails?
Yeah, here, let me quick read one here. I got an email from...
You should do it to a rhythm.
No, I'm not very good at rhythmic. What is it called again in Foon?
Rhythmic rhyme songs.
Rhythmic rhyme songs. If you want to email me, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. If you have any complaints, send them to chuntwith6ds@gmail.com.
No.
I got an email. Hey, Arnie, I would like to know if Usador has a special lady in his life. Oh, we actually talked about that a little bit recently, but he sounds like quite a catch, and I'd be very interested to teach him about Earth stuff if you three are able to come through the portal. Interesting phrasing. I could listen to him talk in his chef voice all day. I'll even try and find a friend for Chunt, but no promises. He sounds like the type to have many Foon STDs. Regards, Michelle.
STDs.
What is an STD?
Sorcerer, treachery,
death,
doom.
I mean, sort of. I mean, I guess we haven't really. I don't know. This doesn't seem like something to talk about in front of a child. But in our world, there are sexually transmitted diseases. Like
what?
There can be bad consequences to having.
Can you kill people?
Unprotected
with
sex. People do. Some people do die. Some people are just, you know, plagued with it for either a short period of time or for their entire lives.
But sex is a wonderful and beautiful natural act between a man and a woman, or a man and a man,
or
a forever girl and a forever boy.
Or
a forever girl and a forever boy.
Mm-hmm. Or a badger and a horse.
Or a badger and a horse. Or,
you know, just so you know, just to let that person know, you can come here. Usador talking to his chef's voice in our restaurant that's hopefully opening soon. Yeah. We just need enough investors.
Foot.
Pimbly Nimblebottom said he's going to give us some
he's
room.
Gonna,
so.
He's going to poop some
yeah.
coins. To...
He said it's nothing to him, so why would he not?
Woman, a man, and...
So come to Choo Choo's Chow, and you can talk to our chef, Usador, anytime you want.
Yes, I would talk to you.
I will say, I do appreciate how sex-positive Foon is in general, almost to the point of absurdity, like... Like
I can't get pregnant.
I don't want to talk about
that's
that.
That's nice.
I don't want to talk about that.
It'd be kind of sad because there's such a high chance that my baby would die anyway.
Yes, exactly.
Well, thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, and I should mention that I did recently have a heartbreak. My beloved Genelivia, who I had imprisoned in a crystal coffin, turned out to be a plate of croissants. So I'm back on the market.
I really have follow-up questions about that, but we'll get to that sometime soon. You know what? As we go, I'd like to remind everyone to please give us a positive review on iTunes. That really helps more people learn about this podcast. That's the way for more people on Earth to find out that there is another dimension parallel to our own. Besides that...
How do you know it's parallel?
Or perpendicular. There's another dimension touching our own, rubbing up against our own.
Maybe they're not touching at all.
I don't know how I got here.
Through a hole.
What are your dimensions?
What are my dimensions?
How are your pants staying up?
I have this rope.
Let's take a moment and count all the real things that happened recently. I stopped counting at zero. That's right, nothing real, no other dimensions, no world torn apart by too much curiosity. Usador the Blue was played shoutily by Matt Young. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adel, My Favorite Color is Flannel, Refai. Eternia the Forever Girl was played by Becca Barish. Becca performs with Arnie, Matt, and Adel in World News Tonight. Follow Becca on Twitter @Becca_Barish. The Burger King drive-thru worker was played by Max Temkin. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. Edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Learn more about the show and how it's not real at hellofromthemagictavern.com or follow us on Twitter @MagicTavern. Also, Hello from the Magic Tavern has a Facebook page with lots of evidence that the show is not really happening. Well, you dared us to sell you reasonably priced Hello from the Magic Tavern t-shirts, and we accepted. Get your Hello from the Magic Tavern t-shirt at annarbortees.com today. And all of this vibrant pretending was brought to you by Subscribe, with help from the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Don't forget to download the Subscribe app now. Learn more at subscribeapp.com. And learn more about the Chicago Podcast Co-op at chicagopodcastcoop.com.